Public health officials around New York say the shortage of diagnostic tests for the novel coronavirus is mostly gone. But now there's a new kind of test they're concerned about. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Rochester Regional Health and the University of Rochester Medical Center now say they have more supply than demand for their coronavirus lab tests. Governor Andrew Cuomo says supply is outpacing demand across New York State. Andy Opart manages a primary care clinic in Brighton. He says the criteria for who could be tested used to be really strict. Testing sites wouldn't accept referrals from his clinic unless they met an exacting set of rules.
That all seems to have loosened up quite a bit. We might give them just a courtesy call and say, hey, we got this patient coming over. And fine, just send them over, that's fine.
Now, Opart says he's starting to get calls about antibody testing. That's a test that could tell whether a person has had the novel coronavirus. But Opart says he's having trouble advising people about the test. He says there's no guidance yet from the state or local health departments about who should get the tests or what the results actually mean. Experts say there's a wide range of false positives and false negatives in the tests. And there's no clear evidence that testing positive for the antibodies actually means a person is immune from the virus.
That's problematic, obviously, if you're walking in with confidence. Oh, I don't need the testing, and bam, you end up infecting somebody.
The medical director for independent doctors' offices affiliated with Rochester Regional Health says he's recommending that doctors don't refer patients to get antibody testing. The Federal Drug Administration has authorized some antibody tests for emergency use, but the Monroe County Public Health Department says until the FDA gives final approval, it's not comfortable expressing any confidence in the tests either. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.